So today again we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Pavitra Madhavi Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. I am here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all the way to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. We are very grateful to you for your nectarian association. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Now you can start the class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, written by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. We are reading Madhya Leela, chapter 20th. We will do one verse today, verse number 175. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Srila Sanatan Goswami. Mahaprabhu says,
वैभव प्रकाश यायचे देवकी तनुज द्विभुज स्वरूप कभू कभू हय चतुर्भुज.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. Translation: an example of Vaibhava Prakash is the son of Devaki. He sometimes has two hands and sometimes four hands. Purport: when Lord Krishna took his birth, he appeared outside the womb as four-handed Vishnu. Then Devaki and Vasudev offered their prayers to him and asked him to assume his two-handed form. The Lord immediately assumed his two-handed form and ordered that he be transferred to Gokul on the other side of the river Yamuna.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपादान्तिकं वन्देहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजाता सहगणान् रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वत देव गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्मसे नमः. पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपा स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। I would like to very sincerely offer my respectful pranams at the lotus feet of all the devotees who are listening. I would also like to beg all of you to kindly shower your blessings upon me so that by the power of your blessings I may become temporarily empowered for the next few minutes to discuss Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in such a way that all our hearts become purified and they become attracted to the two lotus feet, golden, soft lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he's sitting in front of Sanatan Goswami and instructing him for our benefit. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We are very fortunate that today we are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, so mercifully written down by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj and translated into the English language, each and every verse, each and every Bengali verse, each and every Sanskrit verse has been translated by our beloved founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada so that we can read it together, discuss it together, study it together, try to understand it together, and try to implement it in our lives together. And all of us together, hand in hand, march steadily towards Krishna. So we are very fortunate to Srila Prabhupada. And if Srila Prabhupada is pleased, we can know for sure that the entire parampara is pleased. Because Srila Prabhupada, because of what he has done, what he has achieved, because of his sacrifice, he has pleased the entire Vaishnava Sampradaya. All the Acharyas, all their blessings, all their love, all their empowerment, all the empowerment of the transcendental Vaikuntha man, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all the empowerment that the topmost Bhajananandi, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, with his intense sadhana, his intense chanting, his intense crying out to Radha Krishna in the forests of Mayapur Dham, whatever spiritual potency he has, all his blessings, all the blessings of the Nitya Siddha Acharya, the dearmost associate of Rupa Manjari, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who is Kamala Manjari in the eternal Vrajalila. The outpouring of love of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all his love and all his empowerment, all the spiritual potency of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was Vaishnava Sarvabhauma, the topmost Vaishnava on planet Earth at his time, completely immersed in Krishna Prem. Shuddha Krishna Prem was a dripping from Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. All his potency, all his empowerment, all the empowerment of the great author, great thinker and great devotee, Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan, who wrote the Gaudiya Vaishnava Tika commentary on Vedanta Sutra called as Govinda Bhashya. All the mercy, all the blessings, all the empowerment of Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan, all the empowerment of the topmost Rasika Bhakta, always immersed in Madhurya Ras, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who is so dear to Radha and Krishna, who could not travel to Rajasthan because of his old age, could not travel from Vrindavan, but sent his disciple Baladev Vidyabhushan to go and justify and firmly establish the sampradaya coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the blessings of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, all the blessings of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shamananda Pandit, who were the pioneers in book distribution. The first book distribution party was conducted by them, was performed by them, was carried out by them. So dear to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Narottam Das Thakur, a disciple of Loknath Maharaj, Shamananda Pandit, disciple of Hriday Chaitanya, and Srinivas Acharya, disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And all three of them, disciples of three different gurus, but they pleased Radha and Krishna by working cooperatively. No politics, no guru groupism, no personal agenda. Worked cooperatively. Three empowered, powerful acharyas, disciples of three different gurus, living together in Radha Damodar Mandir, under the guidance of their Shiksha Guru, Srila Jiva Goswami, did such incredible preaching. All three of them, their blessings, their mercy, the mercy of Srila Loknath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, all of their love, all of their blessings, all of their empowerment, and ultimately the empowerment of Shri Shri Nitai Satchinandan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Gaur Nithai are not different from Krishna and Balaram. All of their empowerment and their blessings are upon Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada. You know why? Because had it not been for Srila Prabhupada, none of us would have ever heard of any of these great personalities that we just mentioned. Samsara dava nalalidha loka pranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. This Guru Ashtakam, 8 verses glorifying Guru Maharaj, Guru Tattva, are the outpourings from the Madhurya Ras saturated heart of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. None of us would have ever known this Guru Ashtakam prayer. Jayadeva Goswami is so dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He preceded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in birth. But Jagannath himself appeared to write a certain section of his Gita Govind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his Antya Leela, a time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not preaching, he was relishing. He had delegated all preaching to Nityananda Prabhu. He himself was just relishing in the company of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Devi and Swarup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi. In their association, in the solitude of Gambhira, in Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri, with Jagannath as Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani, was simply relishing, relishing, relishing. At that time, he would only hear very specific literatures. He would discuss with Gadadhar Pandit Srimad Bhagavatam and with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai. He would discuss Krishna Karanamrit by Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur, and he would discuss Vidyapati and Chandidas's compositions, and every day without fail he would discuss Gita Govind by Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan, by Srila Jayadeva Goswami. Jayadeva Goswami wrote the Dashavatar Stotra, and his Gita Govind is so dear to Jagannath that Jagannath ji wraps a chadar around himself every night. And on this chadar, the entire Gita Govind is embroidered. He wraps Gita Govind around himself and sleeps every night. Jagannath ji, he hears the Gita Govind every day in Jagannath Puri. The author of this, Jayadeva Goswami, his composition in glorification of all the incarnations of Krishna, including Narasimha Bhagwan, whose appearance day is coming day after tomorrow. Who would have sung Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakhamad Bhuta Shrungam Dalita Hiranya Kashipu Tanu Brungam? Who would have sung all this? None of us. Certainly not here sitting in America. We would be talking about some basketball, baseball, American football, cricket, 2020, Bollywood, Hollywood, Fox News, CNN News, political gossip. We would be doing all that. Planning out some cool place to hang out, to go out on vacation, to spend our weekends, some mall, some place where we can go snorkeling or scuba diving or some beach where we can just put our legs up and sip beer, bragging in front of our colleagues what vacation we had, what we did, what we are planning to do. That's all. That would have been the level of our consciousness and our conversations. But today, sitting here in America, we are discussing Chaitanya Charitamrita. What a miracle! What a miracle! Paschatya Desha Tarine. After Narasimha Arati, we chant Shikshashtakam. Shikshashtakam prayers manifesting through the heart of Srimati Radharani in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 8 verses describing the entire journey of a sadhaka. From anartha nivritti chetodarpana marjanam all the way to 100% complete sharanagati, surrender. Mata prana nathastu eva sanapara. Complete journey. Complete journey. These perfect verses composed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who would have chanted them every day? Who would have known about them? None of us. Had it not been for Srila Prabhupada. After Shikshashtakam, what do? We chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I did not even know the Hare Krishna Mahamantra before I met devotees. I did not even know that it is the Mahamantra. I did not know its glories. I did not know about Kali Santarna Upanishad. Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmashanashanam Nataha Parataropaya Sarva Vedeshu Drushyate. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After that, we sing Brahma Samhita. Darshan opens. Shringar Darshan, Shringar Arti. Who would have known about Brahma Samhita? The deep prayers of the creator of this entire universe. The Acharya of our Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya. Brahma's prayers. Chintamani prakhara sadma shukalpa vriksha lakshavrate shursurabhira bhipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shata sambrama sevyamanam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Such a beautiful description of Goloka Vrindavan. Each and every gopi is a lakshmi. Each and every grain of dust is Chintamani. Each and every tree is a Kalpavruksha tree. Because every tree is a devotee. And devotees are like desire trees. Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kapasindhubhya Evacha. So wonderful. Who would have heard the glories of the original Purush, Govinda? None of us would have ever known about Brahma Samhita had it not been for Srila Prabhupada. Then we sing Guru Arti, composed by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Oh, what a beautiful prayer it is. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite De Kori Aike. The words emanating from the lotus mouth, Guru Mukha Padma, they have to be in my consciousness at all times. What a beautiful prayer. It was the desire of Loknath Goswami that nobody should know him. Nobody should ever hear his name. Nobody should chant his name. Therefore, he did not even want to accept any disciples. But on the insistence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just accepted one disciple. That was Narottam Das Thakur. And that one disciple wrote this one Guru Arti prayer. And because of that one prayer, today, all over the world, every single day during Guru Arti, Loknath Goswami's name is chanted. He, who did not want anyone to know about him, wanted to remain hidden, wanted to remain humble, unknown. Lokanath Lokera Jivana. Everyone chants Loknath Maharaj's, Loknath Goswami's names now, all over the world. Thanks to Narottam Das Thakur and thanks to our Srila Prabhupada. Who would have known this prayer of Guru Puja, which is outpouring of love of Narottam Das Thakur, who is such a great acharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself had infused his prema into his heart. He was so transcendental that he did not even have a material body. His body just melted away during Abhishek with the milk. Narottam Das Thakur was not an ordinary person. This is his outpouring of love. Who would have known it? Who would have chanted his bhajans? Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayane babeni. Gauranga bolite habe. When will that day come? When simply by saying Gauranga Pulaka Sharira, on my sharir, on my body, goosebumps will erupt. And I will start trembling in ecstasy just by chanting the name Gauranga. Hari Hari Bolite Nayane. When will that day come? And simply by saying Hari Hari, ears, Neera means water, ears will come out through my eyes. Nayane, Nayane means eyes. Narottam Das Thakur is praying like this. Who would have understood all this? Who would have meditated on these bhajans? Who would have chanted these bhajans? Who would have chanted Sri Guru Charana Padma, glorification of the lotus feet of Guru? None of us. And then we sit down and we hear a Bhagavatam class. What Bhagavatam? I had never even heard about Bhagavatam or the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. I had heard of Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita. But glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, what it really means, what are the contents of Srimad Bhagavatam, what it teaches us, who was Parikshit Maharaj, who was Sukhdev Goswami, I had no conception. I used to use the holy name of Narad Muni in jest. If somebody is creating fights, oh, don't become Narad Muni. Ah, he is Narad Muni of our group. Such offenses, such misunderstanding. So fallen. At least myself, I can speak for myself. Would have never understood the glories of Bhagavatam, would have never had Bhagavatam set in my home, in the center of my home, would have never circumambulated the Bhagavatam set, and I have, would have never bothered to read Bhagavatam, would have never eaten prasadam every day, after Bhagavatam classes prasadam, never. Would have never systematically studied the Bhagavad Gita, quoted the Bhagavad Gita, tried to apply the Bhagavad Gita in my life. Never. Would have never ever gone on the street distributing transcendental literature. Never. It is below my dignity. Go and beg people to buy a small book and beg them for a donation? Would have never done that. Would have never danced in a temple. Come on. I have visited temples as a child. Would just go, fold my hands, look at the deity, give a flying kiss from far, touch my ears, turn around, avoiding the pandas, and escape. Oh Lord, please keep me happy. That was my prayer. Jai Deva Sukhi Theva. I grew up chanting this prayer. Jai Deva Sukhi Theva. Jai Deva Sukhi Theva. All glories to you, God. Keep me happy. This is the prayer that I grew up chanting. Had no understanding. What is the meaning of deity worship? Would have never had deities in my house. Would never spend time worshipping them. Watching television is more important, na? Who would have explained all these things? Who would have never bothered to ask Krishna to take rest at night before I walked up to my own bedroom? Never. Would have never had the last darshan of Krishna before closing my eyes and taking rest at night. Never. Would have never offered food to Krishna every day. No way. It is a miracle. It is a miracle. What do we have? What have we received? What has Srila Prabhupada given us? Can you imagine how much blessings and empowerment right from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur all the way up our Sampradaya, all the way to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even above that, Ishwarpuri, Madhavendrapuri, everyone, Lakshmipati, Vyasatirtha, all of them, how much blessings Madhvacharya, Vyasadeva, Narad Muni, who would have heard about Narad Muni's glories, that he is not a person who creates fights, but he is a transcendental facilitator of Krishna's divine leela. He is the topmost ever liberated devotee. Brahmaji, all these great personalities, Shivji, Chatur Kumaras, Lakshmi Devi, and ultimately Lord Krishna. Can you imagine how much love and empowerment all these personalities are showering upon Srila Prabhupada because of what sacrifice he has done? Yes, Prabhupada had excuses. My daughter is yet to get married. My sons are still not settled in their career. I have a wife. My business is not doing well. I need to save more money for retirement. There are so many sannyasi godbrothers. Yes, they can do it. I have so many brahmachari godbrothers. Yes, they can do it. They should do it. Prabhupada had so many excuses. But he never used a single excuse. He sacrificed. He made hard choices. He cried. He went through intense tapasya, intense austerities, fainting because of sunstroke in the summer, in the blazing summer of Delhi, all alone. No assistant, no servant, no well-wisher. But Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, one who sees me in everything and everything in me, for him I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Prabhupada was always Krishna conscious. Therefore Krishna was never lost to him, and he was never lost to Krishna. How much Prabhupada has sacrificed. How many hours of sleep he has given up to write these books. How much headache and tension he has taken upon himself to establish this society. International Society for Krishna Consciousness, just so that you and I can have a facility to access all this nectar that is flowing through the parampara. To make it accessible, to make it tangible, to make it available to all of us. He reduced the minimum required rounds for us and still gave initiation. Just by coming together on this conference call, my dear Prabhus and Matajis, just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, trying to understand them, trying to discuss them among each other, and trying to apply them in our life, we can please Srila Prabhupada. And when we please Srila Prabhupada, please know it for sure that the blessings of all these great personalities, from Sri Krishna to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the blessings of all the sampradayas, blessings of Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, all the great acharyas, they will come to us through Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj says, before he met devotees, before he met Srila Prabhupada, he had taken initiation from an Indian guru who was in America. He was a yoga teacher, he was a spiritualist, and he had given him initiation. But he always told Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj that I am not your real guru. I am not your real guru. And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would ask him such deep questions, such high spiritual questions, that he would tell Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I'm sorry, I don't know the answers. But I can tell you, finally he told Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I can tell you one person who can answer your questions, and he will be your guru. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said, yes, please tell me. So, are you sure you want to know? Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said, yes, yes, please tell me. His name is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the guru of the Hare Krishnas. What? The guru of those people who are distributing books and dancing and shouting on the streets, the ones who paint their foreheads and wrap bed sheets around themselves as clothes, those people? He said, yes, you have not understood the depth of their philosophy. That is why you talk like this. Please go and try to understand the philosophy of Srila Prabhupada. And then Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj went to the Brooklyn Temple, got some books, took them home, started reading them. And the more he read, the more he was convinced. Then he started interacting with devotees. Yes, he saw some problems. Yes, he saw some discrepancies. He saw some disagreements. He saw some devotees who were not representing Srila Prabhupada properly. But he saw many devotees who were good examples, who were sincere, who were serious about their Krishna consciousness. And he became a Hare Krishna himself. Sometime later, he heard that his previous guru, the one who used to teach yoga, Hatha Yoga, was somewhere close by. So Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, by now, he was a Hare Krishna. He was an ISKCON devotee. But Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj went to meet his old guru, previous guru, because he had some questions, two or three questions. So he went to his guru, offered obeisances, and asked his questions. his guru was so upset. His previous guru was so upset with Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He chastised him. And he told him, listen, I will not allow you to get me to commit Vaishnava Aparad. This will be Maryada Vyatikram. I will be crossing my boundaries if I instructed you. I will not instruct you. You already have a guru. I told you I am not your guru. I told you your questions are very advanced and there is only one guru who can answer them. Do you know who your guru is? Do you even know who Srila Prabhupada is? Srila Prabhupada is Jagat Guru. All these gurus who are preaching from India in the Western world, they should know. The moment Srila Prabhupada placed his lotus feet on the Western soil, they should have shut their mouths. They don't have any adhikar to preach in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. Now he has come. He should make disciples. He should instruct and he should lead. Because he is directly empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this I know based on my Vedic strength. Therefore, I will not get you. I will not let you make me commit Vaishnava Aparad. I will not. I will not instruct you. Go to your guru and ask him your questions. He will answer them. This is Srila Prabhupada. This is the realization of a yoga teacher who had some mystic power. Because he had told certain things to Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj which came true. He had never cheated Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. So Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj had great faith in him. But he would always tell him, I am not your guru, I am not your guru. And then when Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj met Srila Prabhupada, his entire life changed. Prabhupada was like a chintamani, touchstone. Whoever with faith would come and touch his lotus feet. And touching his lotus feet essentially means follow his instructions. Anyone who came with faith and followed Srila Prabhupada's instructions became transformed. Became transformed. Became potentially a pure devotee. And we are so fortunate that we are reading the literature given to us by Srila Prabhupada today. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining Krishna Tattva. He is explaining the greatness of Krishna, his different incarnations, primarily divided into three types. Swayam Rupa, which is his own form, Swayam Rupa. Then there is a second category, which is Tad Ekatma Rupa, which is his expansions, but they are non-different from him. And then there are the Avesha Rupa, or the Shaktyavesh incarnations. So in today's verse, it has been explained that an example of Vaibhav Prakash is the son of Devaki. Because he appeared as the four-armed Lord Narayan. And then Devaki prayed, how will I hide you? Kamsa will attack you. Please appear in a human form so that we can hide you from Kamsa until you grow up. And then Krishna transformed into his original Shamsundar, two-armed form, human-like form. Actually, he is not human-like. We are Krishna-like. It is explained in the Holy Bible that man is made in the image of God. So Krishna is not human-like. form, but we are Krishna-like forms. He is the original, we are the duplicates. So he appeared in that two-armed forms. So that is his Swayam Roop. And then there are two categories, sub-categories called Prabhava and Vaibhava. Prabhava means his expansions which are just like himself. For example, in the Vaikuntha planets, there are different Narayan murtis, different Narayan forms, different names, Achyut, Hari, Keshav, different forms based on the different arrangement of the weapons in his four lotus hands. Even Krishna's expansions in Dwarka into 16,108 Krishnas to enjoy Leela with all his 16,108 wives, they are also Krishna's expansions, Prabhava. And then Vaibhava expansion means Krishna's expansion, but the form is completely different and reciprocates with the devotees in different emotions, like Narasimha Bhagwan, Shri Ramchandra, like that. So they are different, Varahadev. So that is Vaibhav Roop. So Narayan form is the Prabhava Roop, because there are so many Narayan forms. But Vasudev, the son of Vasudev and Devaki, that was a Vaibhav Roop of Krishna. That is what is being explained in today's verse. And then Krishna told Vasudev to take him to Gokul in Vrindavan and hide him there and exchange him with the child of Yashoda Mai. Just see, Vasudev and Devaki, they underwent so much trouble just to have Krishna as their son. Their six children were killed in their presence by Kamsa. Balramji got exchanged, and Krishna went to Vrindavan. They had to wait for 11 years. Can you imagine 11 years? They were so attached to Krishna for so many births. Krishna was always their Prananath, their beloved Lord, who would appear as his son. And now he's separated from them, gone away to Vrindavan, and they have to wait for 11 years for him to come back and have his darshan. And it's not like until then they were comfortable in a palace, busy with something else. No. They were imprisoned. They were tortured. They were ill-treated. Why? Why should Krishna's own parents have to go through all this? And for 11 years, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai were swimming in the ocean of bliss. Supreme Ananda. Param Ananda. Because Krishna was playing in their courtyard. Krishna was their darling son, along with Balaram. How happy they were for 11 years. And then Krishna left them. Just see. And he went to Vasudeva and Devaki. Now Vasudeva and Devaki are happy. And Nanda and Yashoda are drowning in sorrow. That ocean of bliss in which they were frolicking and swimming happily, that ocean turned, transformed into an ocean of pain. And they were not swimming, they were drowning in that unfathomably deep ocean of pain in separation from Krishna. Nanda and Yashoda. And all the Brajavasis. Oh, all the Brajavasis. So painful. Sanatana Goswami describes that when Nanda Maharaj returned to Vrindavan empty-handed, without Krishna and Balram. After killing Kamsa, after the wrestling match with Chanor and Mushtik, and after killing the elephant Kuvalya Pida, Krishna was supposed to come back to Vrindavan with Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj had gone with his two sons, Krishna and Balaram, and some Brajavasis. Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, here, take my jewelry, take my jewels back to Vrindavan as a token of my love and tell them I will come soon. And Nanda Maharaj became stunned. Kanha, you are not coming back with us? And Kanha said, now I am Vasudev. I am Devaki Nandan. I have some family business to take care, but I will come. I will come. You go, Baba. You go ahead. Nanda Maharaj was like a walking ghost. It was as if the life had left his body. But somehow the jewels of Krishna and Balaram gave him strength. Somehow he walked back to Vrindavan. For 3 days he could not speak. Why does Krishna do this? And why did the Brajavasis not go to Mathura? Why did the Brajavasis not go to Mathura? It's only a short distance, no? They could have easily gone. Less than a day travel. They moved so many times and there was disturbance in Mahavan. They moved. They went to Nandagao, went to Vrindavan. So many times they moved. They would have moved to Mathura. But they could not. They could not leave Vrindavan. Why? Wherever there is Krishna, there is Vrindavan. Just go. Go to Mathura. The Brajavasis, they did not leave Vrindavan. They stayed in Vrindavan. Why? Because Krishna said, I will come back. And they knew that Krishna is happiest in Vrindavan. Therefore, we have to stay in Vrindavan, take care of Vrindavan, maintain Vrindavan as it is. So that when Krishna comes, he will be able to enjoy his Vrindavan. Therefore they stayed. Seva. Why does Krishna do this? Why does he put his devotees through so much churning? Why? Last two classes, we were discussing about Krishna's return to Dwarka. We discussed one verse, how he was walking on the roads of Dwarka, coming back to his palaces. Second verse we discussed last time was how his queens received him and embraced him through their children, through their eyes, and in the core of their hearts. We will end our class by discussing one verse from the same chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a verse spoken by the queens headed by Rukmini Devi to their beloved Krishna. Krishna walked, he came, they embraced Krishna, and then what did they say to Krishna? Let us analyze that. Srila Suta Goswami explains in the first canto,
मधुन्वाथ सुरे त्रिदृक्षया तत्राब्द कोटि प्रतिमा क्षणो भवे रविम विनाक्ष्णोरिवना सवाच्युता। रुक्मिणी देवी सेइंग टू हर बिलवेड श्री कृष्णा, यार ही मीन्स व्हेनेवर, यार अंबुजक्षापससार भो भवान। अंबुजक्षा, अंबुज मीन्स लोटस विच इज बॉर्न फ्रॉम अंबु वाटर, अक्ष मीन्स आईज, अंबुजाक्ष मीन्स ओ लोटस आईड कृष्णा। व्हेनेवर यार अंबुजक्षा, whenever o lotus eyed krishna apasasar means to go away, to go to some other place, bho bhavan, oh my dear lord, bhavan is a very respectable way of addressing somebody, oh my lord, oh lotus eyed lord, whenever you go away, now this is the first line, just try to understand the feelings that Rukmini Devi and all the queens, Satyabhama, Jambavati, all of them, Kalindi, they are trying to explain to Krishna. They speak the first line, oh bho bhavan, oh my lotus eyed lord ambujaksha apasasar, whenever you go away. Now this sentence must have caused pain to Krishna, because they are accusing him that you went away. And Rukmini Devi immediately, being very sensitive, she immediately understood that, oh, what did I speak? My first sentence has caused pain to Krishna. I am accusing him that you went away. So harsh of me. So immediately she justifies in the second line. Kurun madhunvata suri tridrikshaya. Oh, you are going to meet Kurun madhun. You know, your relatives from Mathura and the Kurus from Hastinapur, the Kuru dynasty members. You had gone to meet them, Surhid, and they are your very dear friends. Kurun madhunvata surit ridrikshaya. Ridrikshaya means to meet them. To meet them, to associate with them. You had gone. So we don't mind it. They are your very dear friend. They are your surit. So she's taking away the accusation and she is making it sound nice. That no, I'm not accusing you. After all, you had gone to meet your very dear friends only. Kuru means? The Kurus. Madhun means relatives from Mathura. Kurun Mathurma Sure Dridrikshaya. But now, again, in third sentence, her emotions are swelling up. So she's not able to control. So in the third sentence, again, her emotions are bursting out. She says, although you went, you know, to meet your Surhid, your dear friends, but still, let me tell you what is happening to us. Tatrabda koti pratima kshano bhave. Tatra means at that time, this is what happens to us. Abda, tatrabda. Abda means 1 year. Like, shatabda means 100 years. So, abda means 1 year. Tatrabda koti. Koti means crores. Crores means many millions. I think 10 million is 1 crore. Tatrabda koti. Abda koti means crores of years.
तत्राब्दकोटि प्रतिमाक्षणो भवे. प्रतिमा मीन्स जस्ट लाइक, इक्वल टू. क्षणो मीन्स वन क्षण, वन मोमेंट. भवेत मीन्स बिकम्स. वन मोमेंट बिकम्स लाइक वन क्रोर ईयर्स. When you go away to meet your dear friends, your Kuru friends, one year, one moment, one shana, one moment becomes bhavet of the koti. Crore, 1 crore years, it feels like 1 crore years. Tatra ab the koti pratima kshano bhave. रविं विनाक्ष्णो रिवनास्तवाच्युत. ओ माय डियर अच्युत, ओ माय लॉर्ड, एंड लेट मी टेल यू व्हाट हैपेंस टू आवर आईज. दीज आईज विच आर ऑलवेज डेस्परेटली ईगर टू बिहोल्ड योर ब्यूटी. What happens to our eyes? Ravim Vinakshno. Aksha means eyes. Akshnor means eyes. Ravim Vina. Just like the eyes become blind in the absence of the sun. If you are standing in an open area under the sun, you can see everything very clearly. And when that same sun sets, and there are no luminaries in the sky, everything is pitch dark. Yes, you have the eyes at that time, but those eyes are useless. Ravi means sun, also means light. Without light, the eyes are useless. If you are in a dark area where there's no light, the eyes are there, but they're useless. Rukmini Devi is telling Krishna, my dear Achyuta, in your absence, these eyes are useless, because the purpose of these eyes is to behold your beauty. When you are not there, one kshana, one moment becomes 1 crore year of the koti, and these eyes become useless, just like the eyes become useless in the absence of light. Ravim Vina Kshnor. So we'll chant this verse one more time. Very beautiful verse. Rayarambujaksha pasasara bho bhava purun madhunvatha surit dridrikshaya tatrabda koti pratimakshano bhave ravim vinakshnor Ivanastavachuta. Same feeling which Vasudeva and Devaki experienced when little Krishna left them. Same feeling that Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj and the Brajavasis experienced when the 11-year-old Kanha left them. That same feeling Rukmini Adi, queen, they experienced when Krishna would leave Dwarka and go to Hastinapur. And that same feeling Kunti Maharani, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Draupadi Devi, Arjun, Bhim, Bakul, Sahadev, they would experience when Krishna would leave Hastinapur and go to Dwarka. What to do? This is Krishna. This is our darling Krishna. It is very difficult to give up Krishna. It is impossible to give up Krishna. So why does he leave us? He leaves us. He leaves Kunti Devi. He leaves Vasudeva Devaki. He leaves Nanda and Yashoda. He leaves Rukmini and Satyabhama. Only to make us richer, only to give us greater wealth. The only real wealth is Krishna Prem. The only real wealth is Krishna Prem. The only real wealth is Krishna Prem. And separation from Krishna increases Krishna Prem. Love increases in Viparalamba. Therefore, Krishna separates himself from our vision temporarily. But he's always there. He's always there. His love is always there. But our love increases when we cannot see him, when we feel we are away from him. That is why he is always elevating us. This Vipralamba Bhav was only known to the Brajavasis. But Krishna is so merciful that he always elevates his devotees. Whatever level you are, Krishna will elevate you. That is Krishna. If your bhakti is in 8th grade, he will push you to 9th grade. If your bhakti is in 9th grade, he will push you to 10th grade. The highest is Srimati Radharani. The highest is the gopis of Vrindavan. But what about the queens? Rukmini, Satyabhama, Adi. What about them? They also need to experience the supreme ecstasy of Vipralamba Seva. That is why Krishna would separate himself from the queens of Dwarka. Otherwise, he had expanded himself into 16,108 Krishnas. He could have done 16,109. And one Krishna could have gone for the Kurukshetra war. But no, he did not do that. He wanted them to taste Vipralamba Bhav so that they will understand Shikshashtakam. Because the last few verses of Shikshashtakam are Vrajabhav. What is that verse? Yugaitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishaitam shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name ashlishava padaratam pinashtuma. It continues in the last verse. So this verse, shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name, these last two verses are Vrajabhav. How will the Dwarkavasis get this Vrajabhav? To give them that, to give them Vipralamba Seva, to increase their love, Krishna separated himself so that they can understand these verses of Shikshashtakam. So he elevated the Dwarkavasis to Vrajabhav. That is Krishna. He always elevates you, whoever you are. You may be Dhruv Maharaj wanting materialistic benefits of a kingdom greater than your father. Krishna will elevate you. Krishna will elevate you. Whoever you are. You may be Satrajit attached to the Shamantak jewel. Krishna will elevate you. You may be Jambavan attached to your son and your son's toy. Krishna will elevate you. You may not be able to recognize your Lord. Krishna will elevate you. You may be Uddhav eating Krishna's Mahaprasad every day, wearing Krishna's used clothes, sitting with Krishna, serving Krishna, being Krishna's constant companion, being Krishna's advisor. You may be Uddhav. Krishna will elevate you by giving you Gopi Bhav. Whoever you are, Krishna will elevate you. You may be the gopis of Vrindavan. Krishna will elevate you. How? By separating himself during the Rasa Leela and increasing your yearning, your desperation for Krishna until the Gopi Geet manifests and erupts from the heart
and ultimately through the tongue. Then Krishna could not resist. Then he came back. But this is our Krishna. He elevates us. He will elevate all of us. We just have to be sure that we don't leave the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. Krishna will elevate us. Yes, it may be painful. It may be painful like the quills of the porcupine which prick. But we cannot leave each other. In the frigid nights, the porcupines will die. But they come together. They huddle together. And the warmth from their bodies keeps them alive. But some porcupines are naughty. They move. And their quills prick and pierce and give pain to others. And if you get frustrated and you walk away, you are fallen. These are hypocritical movement. I don't need it. I will do it at home, myself. If the porcupines walk away from the group, they freeze to death. They cannot survive alone. The group gives them life-saving warmth. Yes, occasionally it gives bleeding also from the sharp quills that prick. But that has to be tolerated. Yes, we can tell each other, please, 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 don't raise your quills. Please, your quills are pricking me. Please be more careful. Yes, we can tell like that. That is okay, with folded hands. But we should not leave the group. It is frigid out there. We cannot survive alone. Eka kiya mara nahi paya bala hari nama sankirtane. Bhakti Vinod Thakur sang. Eka kiya mara nahi paya bala. I don't have the bal. I don't have the strength to push forward this hari nama sankirtan movement. Eka kiya, alone. I need you, Prabhu. I need you. We need each other. We have to huddle together. We have to hold each other's hands. We have to tolerate the pricks. Yes, we can give feedback. We can correct each other with folded hands. But we have to stay together. Because if we cooperate, if we are together, Prabhupada will be pleased. And if Prabhupada is pleased, our whole sampradaya, whole parampara will be pleased and they will shower their blessings upon us. Not just shower. It will be a tsunami of blessings and it will wash us away from this material world straight towards the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And that is what we want. That is what we want. Thank you very much. I am very grateful to be able to serve all of you. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. I'm very sorry I'm working today. I will not be able to take any questions, but any exalted Vaishnavas can take questions, discussion, comments. That will be very welcome. With your permission, Pavitra Madhavi Mataji and Kriti Vilasini Mataji, can I take your leave with your permission?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for such a heart-melting class as usual. It was really, really wonderful. Thank you so much, very indebted to you. Yes, Prabhu, please take leave, Prabhu, and we'll catch you again next week. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. Please continue your discussion and comments. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. This week, Adi Kada Dattu Ki. Hare Krishna, anyone wants to comment on anything? Or share your realizations for today's class? Okay. So thank you all so much again for joining. And we can end the class, and in case you specifically want to ask Adhikarada Prabhu any specific question, then let us know, and we can connect you through either WhatsApp, or you can wait till next week when he comes, so that if you have any questions, you can ask personally. So thank you for joining again. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyo Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.